This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When it comes to personnel matters, we generally confine ourselves to titans of industry and Fed chairman, the biggies, you know. But on a Friday at the end of August, well, you do what you got to do. Ben Affleck has been handed the keys to the multi-bajillion dollar Batman franchise. The cape has been passed, if you will. Affleck will be Batman in a double bill with Superman in the next sequel to The Man of Steel. The comic book crowd is none too pleased, but Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports these franchises, much like the superheroes themselves, are virtually indestructible.
How seriously do people take Batman? Rachel Abrams covers the movie biz for Variety.
There has been a lot of backlash online. There are a couple petitions to remove Affleck from the film on change.org.
The news got a better reaction from the people who follow the money in Hollywood. Sharon Waxman is editor of TheWrap.com.
Good for Warner Brothers for getting Ben Affleck to be a superhero, because Ben Affleck had said that he was never going to do it again after he had a horrible experience playing a blind superhero in Daredevil.
I prowl the rooftops and alleyways at night, searching for justice.
You might remember there was no sequel. Did Affleck kill the chances for a Daredevil franchise?
The proof is in the pudding. There hasn't been a Daredevil franchise, so that's probably fair to say.
No word yet on how much Affleck will be paid, but Christian Bale reportedly turned down $50 million to put the cape back on. Many successful superhero movies have relied on virtually unknown actors, but Waxman says star power can help the film stand out.
There's a lot more competition now for superhero movies because all the major studios are doing that as kind of a single diet in the summertime.
Even if the film becomes a monumental flop, anyone remember George Clooney in Batman and Robin? Don't expect it to kill the franchise. In the last 25 years, globally, the Batman movies have brought in almost $4 billion. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.